This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Austin's bus service has been in the news recently for making massive changes to its routes. But that's not the only major change Capital Metro has been working on. You may not have heard about this other new program because it won't affect as many people. But as KUT's Nadia Hamdan reports, for the ones it does, it could be life-changing.
Have you ever paid attention to where the sidewalk meets the road? Imagine yourself at a downtown intersection. You may not have noticed, but there's an area of small bumps leading up to the street. Those are called truncated domes. And you know what they're for? They're so blind people know that it's time to stop. They feel the texture change, either with their cane or their feet. And that's just one of the ways the city is designed to help visually impaired people get around.
The term I prefer to use is blind or low vision. I try to shy away from the term visually impaired, just because of the impaired component sort of has a negative connotation. And there's not necessarily anything negative about the fact that you can't see, you just can't see.
That's Martin Carithi. He's the program manager for accessible services at Capital Metro. Carithi is blind, and he's meeting me at Republic Square Park to talk about a recently concluded pilot program. It's a new tool that works to help blind people get real-time bus information on their smartphone. It's an app that gives them the schedule, informs them of delays, and most importantly, guides them step by step to the nearest bus stop.
So next bus information is great, detour and stop closure information is great, but first and foremost, you need to be able to get yourself to the bus stop itself.
Austin is one of a handful of cities in the U.S. testing out this technology. The program covered 15 bus stops downtown and had around 100 users. The technology itself is a collaboration between three different companies: Connect Things, Blind Square, and of course, Capital Metro. And you can't tell this story without all three. Let's start with Connect Things.
Hello.
Hi, is this Leticia?
Yes, Leticia speaking.
CEO Leticia Rezel-Antoine is at the Connect Things headquarters in France. Her company specializes in beacons. The small internet-connected devices use Bluetooth technology to find a person's location. They can be placed almost anywhere, such as the pole at a bus stop. The beacon can then transmit information to people around them. In this case, that's nearby transportation information.
You can imagine, very, very useful to know that you are precisely at the bus stop. And second, it's very useful also for them to have a real-time information about what happened around them at this specific place.
Connect Things gets all the bus information from Cap Metro and then communicates it with the blind rider's smartphone app. It was Connect Things that first introduced the idea to Cap Metro and the mobile app Blind Square. And that leads us to Rob Nevin.
We don't go by titles. It's a tiny company.
Nevin is one of the two people who created Blind Square. The six-year-old app was the first GPS mapping system for people who are blind. That's the exact same GPS technology those of us with sight use, things like Foursquare, Google Maps. The difference with Blind Square is
we describe it.
The app gives the user all the same points of interest, just not visually. It reads them aloud.
Where you and I go walking down the street, we turn our eyes, turn our heads from side to side, making mental notes. A blind person lacks that acuity, but we replace that absence of information with information.
Not only does the app help guide the person from point A to point B, it gives them the ability to be a little adventurous. Using a voice command, a user could ask, "Where's the nearest coffee shop?" And the app would guide them audibly. Here's a clip from one of the videos on the Blind Square website. It follows a young boy on his way to meet some of his friends at the mall.
Turn left on Well Street. Continue straight on. Destination 100 feet at 11 o'clock.
Blind Square is made to get people where they need or want to go. But GPS mapping usually puts you a few feet from your destination. And that's not ideal when you're looking to catch the bus.
We know from our friends that we listen to that if they don't know where the pole is or where the sign is that the bus driver is watching for, that if you're not right there, that the bus driver will often just keep driving.
That's what makes the Cap Metro pilot unique. It adds another layer, telling the user where the bus stop is exactly. Connect Things puts the beacons on a pole at the stop. Blind Square then guides the user to that pole. And that brings us to Cap Metro. I'm back in Republic Square Park with Karithi while he pulls up the app on his smartphone. It takes a moment to find our location.
Because you can't really know where you're going until you know where you are.
Then we're off. The app starts guiding us from the park to the nearest bus stop a few hundred feet away. And because Karithi is a pro at this, he's sped up the voiceover.
I'm going to go to Republic.
Stop 5867, Republic Square Station, southbound, bus stop, 80 meters at 11 o'clock.
80 meters at 11 o'clock.
By my own estimates, the description was accurate. It led us to the exact pole at the bus stop that had the beacon. Once there, Karithi looked up the bus schedule.
Bus 3 Burnett Manchacha, southbound leaves in 27 minutes. 5 Woodrow Lamar SB leaves in 5 minutes. 6 East 12th VB leaves in 32 minutes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very helpful.
It is. It's very helpful.
And when the bus pulls up, it lets the rider know they've got the right route.
Route 30, Garden Creek Square. Please do not cross in front of the bus.
The pilot program ended earlier this month. Now, Karithi and his team at CapMetro are working with their partners to sift through all that user feedback. It's not yet certain when or how they'll move forward, but Karithi says to stay tuned.
What we want to do is really give folks the opportunity to be as independent as they would like to be, given, you know, what their God-given abilities are, and take advantage of all the good things that Austin has to offer. As technology continues to evolve, it's just game-changing.
For Karithi, the technology is enhancing the ways the city is already helping blind people get around, like those truncated domes. So maybe the next time you're standing where the sidewalk meets the road, you'll notice them. It might help if you close your eyes.
Nadia Hamdan, KUT News.